Chapter 4. The Huddle. Inside the egg, the chick is slowly growing. It is happy and warm under its father's stomach. But for the male, things are more difficult. On warmer days, the penguins do not need to stand together. But on very cold, windy days, the penguins have to keep together in the huddle because they need to stay warm. New penguins often come to the huddle. They start near the huddle, but then they slowly move towards the middle. Birds are always slowly moving in and out. It is very hot in the middle of the huddle because there is so much fat on the penguins' bodies. Sometimes it is too hot. Then the birds move very quickly away from the middle, and there are a lot of angry calls. On very windy days, the huddle moves round and round because each penguin wants some time away from the wind. The huddle can only work with a lot of penguins, and this is why their colonies are so large. Each bird must work with the other birds. Their fat, heavy bodies help them to stay warm and survive the Antarctic winter temperatures. The huddle can only work with a lot of penguins. The female penguin is at the sea now. She swims down into the water, and her long flippers help her to catch and eat lots of fish and other food. She must find as much food as she can, because she is tired and thin from making and laying the egg. But she must eat for her chick too. She will keep the fish in her stomach and travel back to the huddle. Then the chick will eat the fish. She starts travelling back in late July, after very bad weather. The camera crew are waiting for her. She comes towards the huddle and calls for her mate. He hears her and moves towards her. They do their courting dance again. She is here at the right time because the egg under the male is hatching. This is normal. The female usually comes back at hatching time. But sometimes the female dies and does not come back. Then the chick will die because the male cannot hunt food with a chick on his feet. The female penguin must eat for her chick too. Slowly, a little grey chick hatches out of the egg. It breaks the egg with its little bill. Then the male pushes the chick back to the female. It sits on her feet under her warm stomach. "We could hear the calls of the chicks across the colony," says Stefan. "The chicks hatched from their eggs, one by one." The female puts her bill down to the chick, and the little chick puts its bill up and calls loudly. The fish comes up from the female's stomach, and the chick eats it. "For weeks the huddle was quiet," says Lindsay from the crew. "But now there was a lot of noise. The males were calling to their mates, and the chicks called to their parents. The chicks were beautiful. They were small with grey down on their bodies, and they had little feet. But one day, those little chicks will be great birds with great feet. It is wonderful. The fish comes up from the female's stomach, and the chick eats it.